Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. All right, so you've seen it advertised. You've seen them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, where we've been advertising Sal Sriracha. You remember him? And myself having a show together, the Sal Sriracha Show. So, well, he's here. And let me tell you a little bit about him. Wait, Sal Sriracha combines raw talent with an artistic enthusiasm for creating music. His effervescent and intense performances command attention. Sal's music captivates his audience with its powerful melodies and energetic pop rock style. So we only have a half hour. I want to bring him in right away so we can do some talking. Hello, Sal. How are you?
Joanne, baby. Now, you know, that was weird. What did you call me, Sal Sriracha?
I know. And then, you know, listen, because I put sriracha sauce on my stuff. Yeah.
It's because you're so nervous that you're talking to Sal Sriracha and you got tongue-tied for a second.
Yeah, well, I got tongue-tied. Right, exactly, because I've got Sal on the show. And then when I said to myself, he's going to kill me later.
No, not at all. I've been called everything. I've been called Sal Secretes. I've been called Sal Sergio. I've been called Sal Sirico. Sirico. They'll ask me if I'm related to the guy from The Sopranos. His last name, your name, Sirico? I said, no, it's Sergio. I end with an A, that's with an O. So don't feel bad at all. I love it.
Okay. You take it with a grain of salt. So tell me about Sal. Sal grew up where? In Long Island, right?
No, actually, Brooklyn, East New York.
Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm a Brooklyn, East New York guy in the 60s, baby. Oh,
East
tough
New
town.
York. I know yeah. East New York, Brooklyn, actually. I grew up in Bedford-Stuyvesant, I believe it was, Bed-Stuy.
You said... Oh, yeah, that was a tough neighborhood, too. I mean, you know, all of Brooklyn is tough. I mean, Brooklyn, just the word Brooklyn is like right away, you know, as soon as you hear that word Brooklyn, it's like, uh-oh, time, you know, somebody's going to get their ass whipped. It's just a Brooklyn thing. You know, Brooklyn. You know, it's like just a word. It's like East New York, Bedford-Stuy, Bensonhurst, you know, Greenpoint. It's like just the names. It sounds like dun dun. Oh shit! Oh, I'm not supposed to curse. I haven't cursed on the air in a long time. Look at.
Well, there you go. And so, where did you get your passion for music, Sal? I mean, you've been at this for a little while. You seem very passionate about it. So tell us about that.
Well, no, I've been passionate. Music is the rhythm of my soul, you know? I mean, music, I always tell people, you know, if you're feeling a little down and out, just put on a song or just start singing and it'll change your mood like that, you know, snap of the fingers. And that's true. And I just love music. I've always did since I was a little kid. You know, back in the 60s, me and my brother, we always loved music. And, you know, we saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show when they first arrived. And I can remember my grandmother saying, look, who are the heck? Look at these guys with that long hair. Could you imagine? And that was long hair at the time. I mean, you know, nobody had and we never saw hair like that. Mop tops, those, you know, the bangs, the little boy time, that short hair, you know. Everybody had the Elvis Presley haircuts, the greaser look, you know.
And then everybody started copying the Beatle haircuts. Even women did, actually, the Beatle haircuts.
But you know what the funny thing is, the true story, I mean, I just saw an interview with Paul McCartney. He said that in London in those days, they didn't really invent those hairstyles. People had hairstyles like that already, you know. The artists, a lot of artists, like art, you know, people who did art, and they wore those kind of hairstyles. And that's how they saw it, you know, that way. That's how they started doing it, you know. And then after the Beatles came out, then they'll... all the Chinese started getting those kind of hairstyles, you know? I mean,
Yeah, you're right.
Started getting the Bruce Lee haircuts, you know? So that was like the Beatle haircut, really.
It was the Bruce Lee thing. You're absolutely right about that. That's funny.
But getting back to the music, I've been into music all my life, you know, and I play every instrument based on, well, I play very well guitar. I'm a bass player, singer, songwriter. I play some drums. I play some keyboards.
Wow.
But I never took lessons of any. I never had lessons in my life from anything. I just play by ear, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, no, I never had a lesson. If you put music in front of me.
You're gifted. Yeah.
Thanks.
You have a gift.
Yeah, that is a gift. It's true. And, you know, but I think everybody in the world has a gift in one way or another, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I see people, you know, make this amazing artwork, like draw a picture of another person and they look exactly like them.
Oh, my God, I know. Yeah.
And I say to myself, how can you do that? How do you do that?
I know. And it's nothing to them, just like it's nothing to you to play a guitar. I guess people say, how does he do that? Because I wonder, you know, I think you have to be musically inclined or born with music in you. How do you, but then again, you can learn to play the guitar. But for people who can just play without a lesson, that's amazing. That's amazing. And there are artists like that also. You're right.
Yeah, because they're born with it. I mean, you know, it's a thing you're born with, you know. I know my friend Jerry McCambridge, the mentalist, he's born with this thing that he could read people's minds, and he really does. He's amazed that I could tune a guitar without a tuner. So that's a pitch we have, you know. Like, how could you tune a guitar without the tuner, you know? And that's how they think. And I said, well, how could you read somebody's mind? And would know what the person is thinking. So everybody in the world born with something. Yeah, he. This is true. He really does that.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. So, all right. So you've got a new song. You have a couple of new songs that we're going to play today, and you're going to hear how terrific Sal is. I absolutely love New York City. I think it has a great beat to it. I love the way you sound on it. Tell me about how you made that song. What inspired you to do that?
I wrote that song a long time ago. Well, you know, the truth of the experiment, you said, what inspired me to write that song. You know, because I've been playing for years and playing the club, and you're always trying to write a song that maybe the record companies would say, you remember when Ace Frehley, you know, when Kiss, all four of them put out their own solo albums, and even though every one of them, Paul Stanley's album was incredible, but who had the hit was Ace Frehley. Why? Because he had that song Back in the New York Groove. So what does New York radio stations do? They're going to play that like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because it's in New York. So, you know, just
that's
like when John Wood had the song. Yeah, so that was my thing. I'm going to write a song about New York City, and maybe that will click somewhere. And I wrote that song a long time ago. I wrote that song back in, the late 90s, maybe 1998, 90. You'll see on YouTube, I'm playing it live at a club. So I've had that song for a long time, but I never recorded it. Now, you remember Paul DiMaria, who was on one of my shows, and me and you were hosting. He's got into, you know, doing studio stuff in his own house with his computer. He's gotten very good at it. So, you know, he was writing some stuff, and I said to him, I said, Paul, would you, you know, I've been always wanted to record this song, New York City, and I never did. Would you want to, like, do the music and surprise me with something amazing and give it that real, you know, Broadway, the real big strings, Broadway kind of atmosphere to it? So I didn't hear it until I went to his house and I started singing it, and I loved it. And, you know, and now I'm thinking about maybe, sending it around. You never know who might want to record it, you know?
That's right. That's right.
So that'll be the first song you're going to play for New York
City?
That's
going to be the first. That's right. And we're going to play that right now. So everyone, here is New York City, Sal Searcia, and let's rock. Hold on.
Okay.
took a walk out in the moonlight, see the stars in the sky. In the dark, I turn around, city light seems so bright. Neon light, way above me, light up the night. Busy street, people are hanging around till daylight. I think you know what I'm talking about now. My favorite place to be. It's the place where most of the world will fly all night to see.
Guitar playing on that. Is that you or?
Well, let me. That's what I was going to say. Actually, I didn't play any of the music. I wrote the song and I could. I know how to play it and all, but I had Paul DiMaria, also known as Paul Melchior. He produced it. He did all the music. And I came to his house, and all I had to do was come and sing. And he was asking me, you know, would you like me to do this? How would you like me to do it? I said, Paul, just surprise me, because at this point, I know you're going to do something great. And he did, and I really love it. I listen to it all the time with the headphones. It just makes me want to jump in my car and drive to Manhattan and walk around the village and walk around Broadway. You know, give me that feeling. So we got to give Paul a thumbs up for producing that so well.
Yeah. There you go, Paul. That was just fantastic. And you know what? This being done, you writing it in the 90s, it's so present day, you know?
Well,
I
just want to explain what happens with that is. A great song is a great song is a great song. In other words, you could have a song from 1940s and do it with today's technology and just make it sound like today. And it's a great song never dies. I mean, if you play something like, if you can't take my song Can't Live Without You, recorded in 1988. So if people listen to it now, it sounds dated. It's like, oh, it sounds like the 80s. But if, like, Kelsey Cohen and Diverse and all the people who recorded Can't Live Without You did it with today's style, so the song becomes brand new, you know?
Wow. All right. Yeah, on that note, Sal, we're going to quickly go to a commercial for 55 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, baby.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or beddazzle.com.
All right. So now we have hours skidding. Oh, before we get to before we get there, I did want to say, Sal, I wanted to know, now you wrote the song New York City.
Right.
What? I mean, how do you, you know, I was listening to the words, talk that walk, you know, in the dark. What set that mood for you? Because that was a great, you know, rendition. What made
I used to hang out in the city every night at one time, and a lot of that I was talking about was what I, you know, the moments I used to hang out in the middle of Times Square. It'd be like three, you know, you could stand in the middle of Times Square, you won't believe the fun. I'd be there at 3 o'clock in the morning, me and Kenny Lee and Paul and all my bandmates and all that. Hanging out at 3 a.m., and you could go anywhere at 3 a.m., and there's like a million people hanging out. You could walk into a club, you could walk into a bar, you could, there's just restaurants open, Chinatown. So, you know, I was, everything that I said in that song was basically whatever, my own experiences of hanging out in New York City, you know?
There you go. So the next song is Hours Skidding.
Yeah, no, I have to, before we play the song, I have to tell you a little story about this. Now,
sure.
Paul wrote this song, and I love this song, it's great. And Hours Skidding, okay? That's got nothing to do with the song. Paul gave it a title. And you know Scarface, when he always says, I was kidding. So Paul said to me, you know what the name of this song? He goes, he makes me spell it out, the word hours and kidding. So I said it fast, I was kidding. I fell off my chair laughing.
I love it.
What the song, but the song has nothing to do with I was kidding. That's just the Scarface thing. But I love the song. And Paul wrote this. This is his song. And when he first sent it to me and I heard it, I was like, what the hell is going on here? But then once I started listening to it, I said, no, this is very interesting and very well written. And then he wanted me to sing it. I said, definitely, you know. So I had a lot of fun singing it because it was a different style than what I usually really do. And everybody will get to hear that. Now, it's almost like King Crimson meets Alice Cooper and the Beatles all in one. It's hysterical.
Wow.
But I love it. It's great.
Well,
different.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Take a listen, everyone. Hold on. I was kidding. Hold on. another great beat. Hours kidding. I absolutely love that. How perfect is that?
And you know, it's funny. I knew it. I said to myself, Paul was probably listening. I said, there's a part where it ends and then it comes back in again. But,
yeah.
But did you hear that just now? Right. So that's not your fault. Even when I'm listening to it, I forget that it, I think it ends there and all of a sudden it comes back. And at the end, you hear me say, I was kidding.
You're kidding. I hope Paul doesn't kill me. But listen, no. We have a call. So
oh.
Let's see. Yep. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
hello,
baby.
This is Mathis Media Hub Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, Joanne. It's Paul.
Paul, how are you?
Nope. I'm not going to kill you. Don't worry.
Thank you. But, Paul, that was a great, that's a great song. You're so talented.
You know, he did a great vocal on it. I tried to sing it.
Did.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It
wow.
just sounded really weak.
It's all I got to tell you. Yeah, it's a hard song to sing, I tell you. Even me, I was having a little hard time with it because, you know, you want to sing it, you want to rock it, and it's also in a high kind of key. So
yeah.
I that's why, you know, you see you hear that one part, I kind of like start talking it, which came out, you know, with both of us, a surprise for both
yeah.
of us. It sounded like an Alice Cooper.
Yeah, both of us at the same time uh-huh. said the same thing. It was like, it sounds like Alice Cooper, leave it. You know?
And we loved
wow.
it. It's,
wow. Well, let's squeeze in another. Yeah?
No, I said, Paul, tell Joanne what inspired you about that tune.
I don't know.
Good.
It's just like the riff just came to me, and lyrically it's nonsense. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, it's like I tried to sing it. I couldn't sing it. Well, funny thing about that song is Sal came over, and we recorded mm-hmm. that, and we recorded New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to mix it, and I had, like, my original version of it, and I had the one that Sal just recorded, and I got them mixed up, and I dumped the one that he recorded by accident. I totally deleted
wow.
it. I called the next day, I'm like, Sal, you're going to kill me. I deleted the song. So that's actually a second version, and it came out better, so sometimes
yeah.
things work out.
But I love the title, I was Kidding.
I was
Sal was telling me about that because I said, Hours Skidding. And then Sal said, I was kidding. So
well,
I love that.
Like you said before, I told him, he said, what's the name? I said, you got a pen? I said, write it down. Because if I told him the name, it wouldn't have the same effect. So he said, hours,
oh,
like,
God.
You know, hours and minutes, hours and skidding, like a car
right.
skidding. And then he read it and he lost.
Yeah, he does that to me
trap.
All the time, Joe. He always does that kind of a thing to me, you know. Yeah, he'll always write something like that. But it's a great song. I really like that song a lot. And New York City came out. They both came out really good. And it's the first thing that I've recorded stuff at home on my 4-track, but I haven't recorded nothing in a long time. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Me and Paul got together. And, you know, we uh-huh. recorded. We went out to eat. It was just like a fun thing. It's a fun thing to do. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy.
Well,
it.
Sal,
really cool.
You have another call. I don't want this caller to hang up again.
No,
hold on
ahead.
1 second.
Sure.
Hi, Mathis Media Hub. Who's calling?
It's Fabian. I want to wish Sal.
Hi, Fabian.
Great songs. And I want to congratulate Paul on a great job he did also.
Oh,
that's
thank
right.
You.
That's
brother
right.
Fabian,
and,
you are the man. This is just like old
and,
times. Oh, man, I'm having the ball. I
and
forgot
I just,
how much fun
one,
we used to have.
I have one question for you.
For me?
You know, all these years of music, you got to do like what Eric Clapton did and the Eagles. We got to have a Sal Unplugged.
There we go.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Fabian. I can't believe you just said that because for the past few days, I've been thinking about that really big in my mind. I was thinking about asking Paul and Kenny Lee and do a two acoustic guitar of my songs and maybe do more country pop and especially maybe get a record deal from it.
Yeah, I mentioned that to you. Yeah, you know, it's just trying to
because
find the time, but you definitely have to do it.
Me, Paul, and Kenny, my old guitar player, Kenny and Paul, we did that many years ago. We did that. We had an acoustic, both played acoustic, and I sang. And we played a few gigs, and it was really good. People were loving us,
nice.
You know? Remember.
And if you do
yeah,
it, you
good,
can,
I got to
you
sit
need
down.
To set up a camera. You need to set
yeah,
up a camera.
Yeah, and I'm so upset that none of that was ever videotaped. Peter Greenfield had some video of it, and I never got a copy of it. Which
oh,
was
he videotaped
great.
It? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
He had a friend, this girl that was there, videotaped us when we went to that club. What was that club called? Like a horror movie name? What was it called? Grim Reaper? Not, what was it called?
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper Club
yeah, Manhattan,
in New York. And
wow.
I wish I had it. I had the audience going crazy. I remember we were doing, we did covers at the time. But I like to do with the originals, like what Fabian said. You really blew my mind, Fabian. But it's been going on in my head for the past few days. How I would love
wow.
to do that. Maybe this
is yeah,
great. I want to hit Too Much Pain acoustic.
That would be great. All the songs, like, okay, getting back to what Joanne was saying, all
yeah.
those songs, if we did do it acoustic, they would sound fresh and new. You know?
Yeah.
They would,
okay.
because now you don't have all that 80s guitar stuff, all that you know, the distortion or whatever we used that sounded was very 80s. Now, also, you have two guitars and singing, and the songs that might as well have just been written yesterday, because that's what they would sound like to people.
But isn't that some of what's going on today, though, Sal? I mean, music today, there's a variety of it. It doesn't have to sound so up-to-date, I don't
think. It's true. You're right. It has changed again a little bit. Especially the
yeah.
whole Nashville thing. As a matter of fact, I want to plug Kelsey Cohen before. I know we're only doing a half-hour show. But, you know,
right.
I have my own management company now, CNS Management, me and Terry Cohen. And Kelsey is our artist. And we've been shopping her around all over Nashville and getting a lot of good, you know, a lot of good things happening. You know, she's been, I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook and all that. And she recorded 12 of my songs, plus she wrote a ton of her own. And the whole Nashville thing is, like, really big. I mean, especially Nashville. I mean, did you see the Country Music Awards where Steve Tyler got up there and he said, "Country is the new rock and roll, man." Did you see that? Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't
did
watch the
see
country
that?
Music.
No, I didn't see it.
No. You're the only one
Steve,
who saw it.
No. Steve Tyler from Aerosmith. Smith. They came out on the stage, and they were all loving him. And he said, like, he's probably on YouTube where he says, "Country music is not country music anymore. It's the new rock and roll, man." You know,
all
because
right.
it kind of is. You know, it is. It's not the
all
same.
Right,
it's not like a, oh man, look at the time. Wow.
I know the time. Time flies when you're having fun. But Sal, you are always terrific, interesting. You know, it says here on your bio that he delivers his performances with electrifying intensity that is unmatched by any other. So,
yeah, I also deliver Chinese food too. There's nothing wrong with that.
You even bring your beef chow mein.
Paul wrote a song about, Paul, hey, that's a true
story
too.
Well, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Paul for calling in. Thank you,
thank
Paul,
you.
And thank you for the music.
Oh, thank you.
And Fabian in Panama, who is back paddling somewhere in some blue water. God only knows. And of course,
hey,
Star.
John, you should have Paul on one of your shows. You should do a show with Paul soon.
I would love to do a show with Paul. And if it's okay with Paul, I will have Joey contact Paul. And,
okay,
you know, if it's
good.
Okay with him. Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
So I'll get your information from Sal.
Okay, great.
And,
thank you.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. I would
all
love
right,
it.
Guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
okay,
care.
Thanks, brother.
Take
thank
care.
You,
love
everyone,
thank
for coming
you.
On.
You
cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
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 All right.
Bye.
Now, this
bye.
Is Mathis Media Hub Radio. You were just listening to Sal Searchia and Paul's music and Fabian calling in. So we had a great time today. I thank you for listening and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.